Now, sans the check, their team falling to Valley Falls in week number one. Our coaches show locker room chat is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. I was there for the week one opener for you against Valley Falls, 34-20. Valley Falls getting the win on the road. You know, this was a game that played at a good pace in the first half. Valley Falls really kind of ramped things up on the ground in the second half. You guys had some big plays late to kind of make a quick push, make it interesting, but Valley Falls able to hold off for the victory. Just the overall takeaway from that first game and what you saw from your team in your first game as a head coach.
I think the first half was a good game. We was hanging with them pretty good. It was a battle out there. I was proud of my boys for being tough. I think that the main difference was, they've got three really good long plays on us, and we didn't seem to have any. I guess we had one kickoff return. But if we're just going to have to work on keeping the opponent from giving us or having those big plays on us. Other than that, I was happy with our defense. The backs did really good. My biggest takeaway on the game after watching film too many times is my line is really soft. We're standing up on the line. We've got to get some blocks so that we can give the quarterback a little bit of time to do his work back there. So that's what we've been concentrating on this weekend, this week. Just trying to get the line toughened up and to do their job right. So.
Did you see any adjustments from Valley Falls in the second half that might have created some extra running room for their running backs? You obviously mentioned the offensive line for you needed to do some things a little bit better, but did you see anything from Valley Falls that was any different from the first half?
I really didn't. If they did something, I didn't notice it. I know, my team of 14, who we have on the offense, we have on the defense, and the defensive line, especially my right side, it was pretty soft. We're working on that also. I think most of those runs came off of their left side. So we just got to tighten some things up. I will say, we had probably my main player go down in the first quarter with a sickness. So he was out, and we really, really missed him. He would have helped a lot on defense and on offense. So as far as I know, we have him back now as of today. So hopefully this week we'll be a little bit better on that.
Offensively for you guys, rushing the football, Kyle Womack kind of led the way for you, 80 yards and a score. What'd you like from him in that first game?
He ran hard. I was very impressed. He played offensive end for me last year. So this is the first year he's ever played running back. And he ran hard, a lot of good second and third efforts from him to gain us another 2 or 3 yards. I was very pleased with his performance. He helped us a lot.
Coming up next, we will talk about the week two opponent for Wetmore. That would be Frankfurt at home. We'll talk about that right after this. Brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, we talked about the game last week against Valley Falls. It's a quick turnaround, of course, here for week two. We talked a little bit off the air about how now everything's in full swing. You got the first game out of the way, so it's off and running now the rest of the way. Let's talk about your opponents. You're back at home. You get Frankfurt. Now, Frankfurt got a monster win against Washington County. They won 52-26. They looked every bit of the part. I know they've jumped in some rankings this week after their big win. I know you're a little bit behind on the scouting there, but from what you know, at least to this point, what kind of game can you expect with Frankfurt?
Frankfurt's just one of those schools, one of those teams. I've been coaching 3 years, watched it for another 2 years here at Wetmore. They always are tough. They are just tough. They are well coached. They're big kids. They have a lot of kids. So they're pretty deep. I'm just going to go into it, like any other game, that we just got to do our job. We got to play tough. And, I keep telling the boys any given day on some of these bigger schools, that have a lot of numbers, any given day we can knock them off. So, But I know that they will bring it. They always play us really hard. I don't think we have ever got out of halftime with Frankfurt in the 5 years we've been going. So that would be a big accomplishment, and we're gonna try our best.
You look at what Frankfurt was able to do against Washington County. They led 30-6 at the half, kind of able to put it in cruise control from there. So you mentioned just kind of the history over the last 5 years. What needs to be done differently this time around to hang in there with Frankfurt and be there towards the end of that game?
Well, like I said earlier, we've got to work on this line. These boys have to get tough. They have to be mean, and we just got to hold our own. I think if we fix that problem, then we're gonna at least try to compete with them. So,
Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanzlicek joining us here. They get Frankfurt's week two coming up this Friday night. A second consecutive home game for Wetmore, looking to get back on track after a loss to Valley Falls in week number one. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.